Hurry! He's here!
Who's here?
Satire.
You are the wisest being that I've ever met, and you're quite a handsome fellow, too.
Well, that's a damn lie.
He is the inspiration of the young generation and the genius of
bringing you the drama
in the form of sampling.
Well, it is rather unconventional.
We also hope you will
have fun!
Don't talk aside, you're going to squeal.
Put down all those cookies and get out here and work your ass.
For some reason, they all blame me.
So what? Who cares?
This is a song about
the amazing adventures of Captain Gladys Stoat Pamphlet and her intrepid spaniel Stig amongst the giant pygmies of Beckles, Volume 8.
Also known as
A Sale of Two Titties.
Starring Jim Varney.
And my great-grandmother.
Will there be boobs?
The biggest I've ever seen in my life.
Grandfather was angry at this.
There's nothing my grandson and I look forward to more.
This big circle jerk around Grandma.
She loves it.
Grandma would always say,
don't do it in the cranberry sauce.
Amazing. How did you do it?
I need to first strip
the clothes off.
Once you're naked.
You can have fun in the world, but deep joy and peace comes from Christ.
Being romantically involved with
Johnny Mathis.
It doesn't matter what type of sex they have.
It becomes so habitual that it's done publicly.
Of course, all the neighborhood children like to watch that too.
They like to live in open sewage and bomb crap.
Police in West Germany say they believe
Dick Clark
is behind the Berlin bombing that killed an American GI.
Hi, this is Dick Clark. Join us later today as we continue the 1985 American Bandstand.
Sound of farting.
I was listening when suddenly...
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small cock?
Let's all sing, Pop Goes the
Tiny Cock
in Your Mouth.
I can't wait to put it in my mouth.
But instead,
stick it in your ass.
Then you shall have
a bloody mess
coming out his asshole.
And I enjoy it.
I'll probably just bend over and kiss my little ass goodbye.
Tickle it with a feather.
You know how I feel about feathers.
No, I don't.
I feel delicious tonight.
I feel fucking bad for Jesus, man.
I feel like a deer in the headlights of love.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
I feel really stupid.
I feel like starting some shit.
And I'm gonna lose something like this here.
Hoopla hoopla wash tane.
I'm confused.
Good. And remember,
first aid ought to be the last resort of the chainsaw operator.
But it may also
be useful to you and your family.
And it certainly can be a problem.
Here's a problem.
Suppose you were to die tonight.
Wow, that would be great.
About a third of all the young people who have committed suicide because
of your ass.
It releases
fantastic bursts of
bad gas
that penetrates deep. I couldn't hold it in.
It's a nasty odor.
Have I ever told you how I feel about my nose?
How about a normal nose, huh?
I like it.
How about deformed babies?
These are perfect because they're
nutritious, delicious.
You can microwave them, and they're dishwasher safe.
How about a free month supply
of cocaine?
Yeah, I'd like that.
It's just as effective for your children.
They'll mix strange mixtures into it.
Because the more your children
inhale,
the safer they'll be.
How about hard-toed shoes?
In your mouth.
They're covered in sweat, and they're covered in gum, and they're covered in shit.
I had to admit, I was enjoying it.
How about a bag of circus peanuts?
They should all be destroyed.
How about Kiss?
Take off the top.
So you can show everyone how great they are.
How about the Lollipop Dragon's Cave?
I like it.
So, tell me. How do you feel about
Republican buttocks?
They should be checked to see if they are open.
Believe me, that is reasonable.
And I like it that way.
So do all the others.
What we used to think of as a dirty and undesirable habit is really the thing to do.
I once punched a lamp for looking at me wrong.
But even worse,
a lava lamp
was cast into the lake of fire
by somebody wanting to have a good time.
You know who that was?
Johnny Mathis.
Of course.
Here's a tragic example of what
Johnny Mathis
can do.
He could bite and crush me,
plus a whole lot more.
Tonight at 7, here on Channel 7.
Did you know that every 7 minutes a person is born in this country without
human organs?
They are referred to as demons.
And very sexy.
They were like alien creatures or robots.
Hoping that the day was near when
Johnny Mathis
would come and save them from their sins.
According to the Book of Mormon,
sin runs rampant
throughout the United States.
For instance,
I'm going to take
the proper lubricants.
You can rub it on your
chainsaw
so that it can more easily enter the vagina.
A large, deep cavern.
Mother says,
if you don't quit it, I'll hit you.
Sometimes I'd like to quit.
So that was all right, wasn't it?
I can't help feeling just a little sad.
That was off the hook, you guys. Off the hook.
That's all.
Man, if I don't ever see you again, it'll be too soon.